Small businesses that might benefit from local investments in a stock offering have struggled in the past to find a way that's legal, convenient, and profitable. But a new law has paved the way for Vermont businesses and investors to come together. And some entrepreneurs are using that new avenue as a springboard for their own investment tool. Janice Shade is the co-founder of a tool called Milk Money, and she's here now to explain it. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jane.
So maybe you could start by explaining what the problem is that you are trying to fix.
Okay, this is one that is near and dear to my heart, or maybe not so near, or dear, but definitely near, stemming back to when I had my own business about 7 years ago and trying to raise money and bumping up against the regulations that were in place at the time. When people would come to me and say, I love your concept, I love what you're doing, can I invest in your company? And I'd have to say, well, are you an accredited investor? Meaning, do you have net worth of $1 million and have an annual salary of $200,000? And most people at that point would say, no. And then I'd say, well, sorry, you know, legally, you cannot invest in my company. So that makes it tough. It really narrows the pool of who you can ask for investment capital for your business to these, angel investors who are the accredited investors.
So this new law in Vermont that passed not so long ago removes that barrier.
Exactly. So it now says that anyone, not necessarily accredited investors, we like to call them Main Street investors, can, if you are a Vermont resident, invest in a Vermont company.
Okay. And so you encountered these difficulties yourself when you were trying to raise money for your own business called TrueBody. What difference might it have made if you had been able to have these smaller scale investors, local investors, contribute and infuse the company with that money?
I'd like to think that I could have raised money a little bit faster, and it would have been more patient capital, as it's a term that you hear out there. When you bring on more sophisticated investors, they have certain expectations of how fast the company is going to grow. Getting money from the folks who just want to see a company grow and be successful and be around for a while and make good products have a lot different expectations of an entrepreneur. And so I'd like to think that it could have helped me to perhaps spend less time raising money and more time growing my business.
All right. So now it's legal for people like that to invest in companies like yours. What does Milk Money, this tool that you've developed, actually facilitate? I mean, why couldn't I just go do that myself?
You could. And to do that, I mean, one of the things that makes the power of this new regulation is bringing lots of small investments together. And so to do that, you have to reach a lot of people. And the new regulation allows you to go out over the web or social media and that kind of thing. So if I were going to do this just for myself, I'd probably have to at least make it, a different landing page and do a lot of web work, and then also get the legal documentation around my offering document. And that can also add up to a lot of money. And not to mention, it takes a lot of time away from actually running my business. So what Milk Money is designed to do is to have the online platform where entrepreneurs can come, upload the information, put a video on about what they're trying to do, put their offering documents. We are talking with legal professionals about helping us to perhaps create legal documents that people can use on their own to customize for their offerings and not have to do a big engagement with an attorney, hopefully keep some fees lower for them, and have a lot of the background in the social media outreach. That's part of what my partner Louisa and I bring to the table is helping them to prepare their campaign, how they're going to reach out to people and helping them bring helping to bring investors to the website for them.
So it's really about connecting these local investors with local businesses that need money.
Exactly. We kind of see ourselves as the meeting place and making sure that there's plenty of information up there about how it all works. We also see what we're doing as an educational opportunity for people who are interested in investing locally. Most people that might be interested in this have never done anything like it before. So we want to provide as much information as possible about how it works, about the risks, because this is certainly a risky endeavor to undertake.
Businesses can fail.
Absolutely. And, I always say, people should be willing to put up, I call it your going to Vegas money. This is the money, check that you're going to go and put down all on red 29. And if it comes up, great. And if not, you lose it. You need to be able to think about that when you're putting your money into companies like this. You might not see it again.
Although most investors wouldn't think of their business as just sort of gambling with the house. I mean, wouldn't you think, I need to be a smart investor and I'm going to look at the businesses that I think might succeed and that's where I'm going to put my money because, yeah, it's a bet, but I think it's a good bet.
Absolutely. And part of what Louisa and I are doing is we are talking to entrepreneurs who have established businesses. So we're trying to mitigate as much as possible the risk, although we cannot guarantee in any way that a company is going to be successful. But mitigating that by working with entrepreneurs that have a track record, have some products that are out there on the shelves. You can see it. It's not just somebody who's trying to raise money and then they're going to, you know, fly off and buy an island in the South Pacific. So trying to put some of that those kind of safeguards in place as much as possible. But
you are vetting the companies.
Absolutely. And they're on our website. We are requiring that they put documentation, a business plan, not a 50-page business plan, but a reasonable business plan with financial projections, some talk about the risks and the competition and that kind of thing. Full disclosure up on our website so that everyone can feel like they're getting as much information and background as they need to be able to make an informed decision.
I just want to back up very quickly to just clarify. We're not talking here about companies that are doing community-supported fundraising or a crowdsourcing campaign. These are companies that are basically doing a public offering. This is like a stock offering, right?
Yes. And, I mean, you could think of it as crowdsourcing because we're trying to bring lots of people to it. But we are talking about people actually being able to own the company. It's not like a Kickstarter where you're making a donation or maybe you get a T-shirt or, you know, some kind of tchotchke. This is about participating in the financial success of the company you're giving your money to.
So the reason or one of the reasons why you're calling this milk money is tied to the first company that you're really pushing out there and promoting. People who fly through Burlington Airport may have seen these lactation pods in the terminal, the lactation pod. It's created by a Burlington company called Mamava. You are the CFO of that company, right?
Right.
So you are launching Mamava through this service that people can invest in, and that's going to help the company expand?
Absolutely. Yes. It's exciting to be able to use Mamava as the platform for launching Milk Money. And Sasha, one of the co-founders of Mamava, is really excited about this whole concept because she's had people come to her and say, I love your business. Can I invest in it? I live right down the road from you. So it's making those connections happen, neighbors supporting neighbors. And so we're excited to get that launched in the next couple of weeks.
That's Janice Shade. She's the co-founder, along with Louisa Shibley, of the new local investment tool called Milk Money. Shade is the CFO of a lactation pod business called Mamava. We were just talking about it. It's the first company to be promoted through this tool. Janice, thanks very much for sharing it with us.
Thanks very much for letting me tell about it.